Hello, everyone, and welcome to the prayer experience. Share. We want people to pray with us. You know, there's power when people get together and they pray. So share and subscribe to Deli Talks Media Network on YouTube. And the prayer experience has a hotline. It's on the screen. So feel free to use that number and there will be someone there to pray with you. And if you are live, you can connect by leaving your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your comments. And I just wanted to say that, you know, some people are unaware of this, but today is a solar eclipse. And where I'm at in Tennessee, we're going to have 89% coverage where the moon is going to go between the earth and the sun today. And around 2 p.m., we're going to be able to see 89% coverage. So everyone, you know, a lot of people here, they have their solar glasses and they're getting ready to see something that is really rare. But it made me think to look up the word solar eclipse or eclipse. And this is what it means. And I'm not surprised that it's spiritual because I figured it would be. But anyway, an eclipse is an obscuring of the light. And it's by the passage of another between it and the observer, or between it and the source of light. And everyone knows that we have a great source of light. And it's not the S-U-N, but it is the S-O-N that I'm talking about. And I read further to find out that there is actually something called being eclipsed. And it is where people make you feel less outstanding, less important, and they overshadow you. So that is my thought today. As, you know, we see the eclipse today in the sky, it made me think of how that we can be eclipsed by people. We can be overshadowed by them. We can feel less important than them. And the thought today is that God will never eclipse us. He won't forsake us or leave us or make us feel like we have no value. And that is where our Thanksgiving scripture was inspired. And it is Deuteronomy 31:8. And it says in the NIV, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. So we can start this work week out today, knowing that no matter what's going on, no matter what we are facing today, that the Lord himself goes before us. He's already there. You know, Casting Crowns is a group, a Christian group in the United States, and they sing this wonderful song that says he's already there. You know, he's standing at the end of our life and he's already there. But the good thing is that not only is he already there, but he's also with us. He will be with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And then he says to not be afraid and to not be discouraged. So as we thank the Lord today, we want to keep in mind that he is very present with us. He's with you no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through. God is with you, and he wants you to know that. So, Lord, we come to you today. We are so thankful that we are not alone. And it may look like we're alone. There may literally be no one with us right now, but you are with us. And you won't forsake us ever. You will never leave us. So, Lord, today we give you thanks that you are right here in the midst of us as we pray. And, Lord, it's such a blessing that we do have each other. And that we can come together every single day and gather. So, Lord, we're not alone. Even physically, we have each other and we are thankful. But, Lord, we just thank you that you're ahead of us this week. You are at Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. You're at Sunday. You already are there. And so, Lord, because of that, we don't have to be discouraged and dismayed and afraid. And we thank you in Jesus' name that you're here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. How comforting. And so our inspired word goes along with that thought, and it is in Hebrews 13:5-6. And it says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So we just read in Deuteronomy, God tells us, don't be afraid. He says, don't be discouraged. But this verse here, it goes even deeper than that by saying that I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So what I want our prayer to be right now during this inspired word is that our part would be that we hear and that we believe that God is not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. But then it carries on over to our confession, to our words, that we would begin to say boldly that God is my helper, and I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. So again, you know, looking back at the word eclipsed, many people listening right now have been eclipsed by people. They have been overshadowed. They have been made to feel like they're less than, that they're not important. And those words, those deeds by people have really wounded and scarred and caused us to be in a place where we don't boldly speak that God is our helper. And we have allowed fear to come in, and it has suppressed us, kind of like when that moon is going to go between the earth and the sun today. It's caused darkness to come into our life, and we have not been the people that God has wanted us to be. So as we think on what we've just heard today, let's make it our prayer that we are going to believe that he's with us and he's not going to leave us, and that no matter what has happened to us, we choose to no longer be afraid, to not be dismayed, and that we're going to start boldly speaking that we have a helper. You know, whatever is going on in your life today, whether it's physical or mental, financial, whatever the mountain is, you know, we can boldly speak to that mountain, and we can tell the mountain to be removed. Jesus said that we do that. And, you know, we are not without help. It may look like that we don't have any help, but the Bible says the Lord is our helper, and he's very present in time of need. We all have needs. They're different. Some of the needs are so intense that, you know, it's going to take a miracle, because there's some things that are impossible with man, but all things are possible with God. So let's make it our prayer today that we would realize that we have a helper, and that we can have a voice of victory and boldly speak that we are not going to be afraid, and that we are not going to be dismayed, because he is already there, and he's the victor, and he's made us the victor because we're his children. Father, we thank you for your word. It is liberating. It is the truth that we know that makes us free. There is freedom, Lord, that is only found in your word. True freedom is only found in your word. Father, help us to find your word in every situation that we are in. Father, speak your word into that situation in detail. Father, we need direction in areas of our life. We need to find this freedom that only comes in Christ Jesus. And Father, we pray that we would no longer speak the problem, that we would no longer look at the darkness, because it is temporary. It's like the eclipse today. It's temporary. It's going to pass. We are going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. So, Father, when you command us to not be afraid, help us, Lord, to to be those people that are fearless, that we walk without fear, because we know fear does not come from you. So, Lord, we want it to be our declaration, our confession, that the Lord is our helper and we are not people that are afraid. So, Father, I pray that our words line up with your word. And, Father, that is our heart's desire, and what a testimony that will be for us to speak daily, constantly, steadily your word instead of the circumstances. And that is our prayer today. And thank you for helping us, Lord, to align our words up with yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. And prayers for the church. And this is also Hebrews 13, 5 through 6, but it is in the Amplified. And so I want to read it there. And again, this is to the church. This is to believers. It says, let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money, from greed, financial and ethical, being content with what you have. For he has said, I will never, under any circumstance, desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support, nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down, or relax my hold on you, assuredly not. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently say, the Lord is my helper in time of need. I will not be afraid what man does to me. And what stands out to me, if we go back to verse 5, I personally know people that have been eclipsed by other people. You know, it goes back to even when people are children and they have been hurt, they've been wounded, and it causes them to turn to other things for satisfaction or for value. And it says here that we are to be free from the love of money and being content with what we have. And again, I know people who they have not found what they are looking for in people. They've been discouraged. They've been let down. And they start looking for things. They start grasping and toiling and spinning for things, but they still do not find that contentment that is only in the Lord. So as born-again Christians, we need, again, to realize that there's nothing that can separate us from his love. And there is nothing that we can do, nothing that we've done that's ever going to cause him to leave us or forsake us or even let his grip be loosened from us. Under no condition or circumstance is he ever going to leave us. But our prayer is for the church, that we are not going to look for other things and that we're not going to allow the love of money to come in and be that false healer, that false hope, that false pleasure. That's what stood out to me about this verse, is that as the church, we know the answer. And we need to walk in the answer. Just like earlier when we talked about our words lining up with the word of God, we want our lives to line up with the word of God. And so we can be people that live with the help that we have, not being helpless, not being discouraged or afraid, but that this would truly be lived out in our lives. That is the prayer that we want to pray today. Father, we just thank you that everything that we need as believers is on the inside of us. We don't have to look far because our redemption is nigh. It's right here. There's nothing more that God can give us outside of Jesus. He gave it all. In Jesus is the answer for everything. So, Lord, our love does not need to be for money, but our love needs to be for you. For God so loved us that he gave. So, Father, we pray for those specifically in the body of Christ who have been hurt, who have been wounded, eclipsed by other people, and they are wondering and they're toiling and spinning, trying to obtain something, Lord, that really they already have. So, Father, I pray that your church, that we look within, that we seek from what is within us, the treasure, Lord, that is inside of us, instead of looking for these things, Father, that are empty and they don't fulfill and they rob us of our time and our money and our attention. So, Father, we pray that you just draw those prodigals back, Father, those that are wandering and have left for various reasons. Lord, you know the hurts, you know the root problems that they are dealing with right now. We just speak life to those roots in Jesus' name. We command the living water, the tree of life, to spring forth in their life, Father, and that these bad things would be uprooted in the name of Jesus. And Father, that you would draw these people back to the Father's house where true life is. And that is our prayer, so that your church can be the church, the victorious people in this earth that you've created us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. And we want to pray for the nations. And this scripture came to me instantly. You know, the invitation is for all of us. In Revelation 3, 19 through 20, I love this. It says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. So we've been talking about Jesus being with us, that we're not alone. And if you're out there and you've never accepted Jesus, this is a call to all men. He is saying that he loves you. And he will chasten you. He will correct you because he loves you. And he is saying that if any man will hear my voice, I will open the door. I'm knocking. Jesus is saying, I'm standing at your door and I'm knocking. And if you will hear my voice, I will come into you and I will sup with you and you with me. And therefore, you won't have to be alone either. So if you're out there and you're without God, there is an invitation and Jesus is knocking. And I have a feeling that you've been hearing him knock. Well, he's knocking today and he's telling you that I will come and be with you. Just as I am with my children, I will be with you. Just open the door and I will come in. So let's pray for the nations as they get an invitation to receive Jesus and to open that door for him to come in and be with them as well. Father, we pray for everyone listening. If there are people that have not accepted you yet, now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. So if that is you, we pray in Jesus' name that you will simply say yes to God. And I will lead you in this prayer. And if you mean it from your heart, Jesus will come in and he will dine with you. And once he is there, he will never leave you and he will never forsake you and he will be your helper. So you can pray this. Dear Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins. I turn away from this old life and I accept your new life. I believe that Jesus has risen from the dead, that he died for my sins, and he rose again for me. And I believe in Jesus, and I am now born again. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed that and you mean it, then you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. You don't have to understand it all, But you start talking to God and you start reading your Bible and he will reveal himself to you. And today is a new day. And now we want to say healing prayers. There are many people, again, that have been wounded by people. So we want to pray not just for physical healing, but we want to pray for emotional healing. Whatever that you need to be healed from, that is what this prayer will be about now. And it is in Joel 2, 25 and 26. And I will restore to you the years that the locust have eaten, the canker worm, and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. So this is our opportunity to be healed and to be restored from past hurts, from present hurts, from damage. Whatever has happened to you, right now is the time to release that to God and to allow his healing to come into your life. You know, the Bible says that Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. And the Bible says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, we are healed. You know, in the New Testament, it says, with his stripes, we were healed. So there is healing for you today, no matter what you need to be healed from. Just receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the gospel, which includes healing. Lord, we just give you our hurts, our aches, our pains, our sickness and disease. And we thank you that Jesus took those things on the cross and he crucified them so that we could be healed. So, Lord, our part is to believe. And we just say right now, Lord Jesus, we believe you for our healing. Lord Jesus, we receive our healing right now. We receive healing for our brokenness. We receive restoration for all that has been stolen from us. And Lord, by faith in your word, we know that it is true. We know that it is done. And we thank you for our healing. And we believe, Lord, we're going to start feeling our healing. We're going to start seeing it. We're going to hear good reports. We're going to see things change because your word changes things when we believe it. And we thank you for our healing. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you that you hear us. Father, our prayers are not empty prayers. They're prayers of faith. They're prayers of truth. We have prayed your word. And Lord, we thank you that your word works. And we're expecting to see it in our lives in Jesus' name. And we want to thank everyone for praying with us today. And we want you to subscribe to the free audio podcast. And we want you to know that tomorrow the prayer experience will be back at 1 p.m. This prayer experience is offered daily. So please tell others and please join us next time.